From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Cultural Affairs Muhajir Effendi has urged Papuan authorities to continue using the sport arenas and facilities constructed for the PON 20th National Games after the Games end. As quoted by Antara, Minister Muhajir during a visit to the Mimika Sports Center on Monday stated that the facilities can be used as the athlete requirement and training centers. The increase in Indonesia's Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, in September 2021 was supported by good handling and control of the pandemic. It was said by Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan during a virtual press conference on PPKM development on Monday, as quoted by Antara. He further said the well-controlled COVID-19 pandemic in Indonesia has boosted consumption recovery quickly. The imposition of public activities restrictions or PPKM outside Java, Bali has again been extended from October 5th to 18, 2021, with six district cities continuing to apply level 4 restrictions. It was said by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto at an online press conference on PPKM on Monday, as reported by Antara. Hartarto, who is also chairman of the COVID-19 Handling and National Economic Recovery Committee, KPC PEN, informed that the six district or cities that are still applying level 4 PPKM are PD, Bangka, Padang, Banjarmasin, Bulungan, and Tarakan. The Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing, PUPR, will develop two drinking water system or SPAM, Jatiluhur 1 and Karian Serpong, for Jakarta and surrounding areas and make them operational in 2024. It was said by Diana Kusumastuti, the Director General of Constructions at the PUPR Ministry, on Monday, as reported by Antara. The two projects are expected to stop groundwater use by residents living in Jakarta and its surrounding areas. She expects the two SPAM will operate or its commercial operations date or COD starts in 2024. Let's move on to the international news. The officials of Taliban government and local residents said Taliban government forces destroyed an Islamic State cell in the north of Kabul late on Sunday in a prolonged assault that broke the calm of normally quiet area of the capital with hours of explosions and gunfire. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, with Afghanistan's economy close to collapse and large areas of the country in danger of famine, the presence of an apparently well-armed militant cell in Kabul underlined the daunting scale of the challenge facing the new government. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned on Monday that it felt unchecked debt distrust in the world's most vulnerable countries would be a dagger through the hearts of global recovery from the coronavirus pandemic. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Antonio Guterres at the opening of the UN Conference on Trade and Development in Barbados further said the international community has taken a few positive steps, but it is time for a quantum leap in support. Meanwhile, World Bank President David Malpass said last week that as of mid-2021, over half of the world's poorest countries are in external debt distress or at risk of it. The largest ever reported incursions by China's Air Force that Taiwan has urged Beijing to stop irresponsible provocative actions after 56 Chinese warplanes entered its air defense zone on Monday. As quoted by BBC.com on Tuesday, Taiwan called Beijing the chief culprit for recent tensions, But China has blamed the United States for increased agitations with Taiwan. China sees democratic Taiwan as a breakaway province, but Taiwan sees itself as a sovereign state. The island has been complaining for more than a year about China's air force repeatedly flying nearby. Since Friday, China has sent almost 150 aircraft into Taiwan's defense zone. That was the news. Today, October 5, 2021, the Indonesian Armed Forces, TNI, commemorates its 76th anniversary. A lot of challenges and successes have been passed by TNI. This year, Indonesia's military strength is ranked 16 in the world based on global firepower data. The TNI's capabilities have also long been recognized by the world. Indonesia regularly takes part in the United Nations peacekeeping force in conflict countries. Domestically, the TNI along with elements from other countries has been working hard to help the community face the COVID-19 pandemic. The TNI has played a major role from the establishment of COVID-19 hospitals to vaccination programs throughout Indonesia. In such a situation, the TNI has succeeded in growing people's trust as an institution that protects them. At the age of 76, the TNI continues to modernize its defense equipment according to the demands of times. However, Indonesia still adheres to the agreement of the Association of Southeast Asian Nation, ASEAN, which is to maintain the Asian region as a nuclear weapon-free area. But the principles appears to be facing challenges nowadays. Mid last month, the United States, Britain, and Australia formed the Australia, UK, and US AUKUS defense patch. The patch includes elements of cyber warfare, artificial intelligence, underwater capabilities, and nuclear technology. Under the AUKUS agreement, Australia will receive assistance from the United States and Britain to develop nuclear-powered submarines. The formation of this patch surprises countries in the Asian region because this patch is regarded as not in line with nuclear non-proliferation commitments or promises not to make or deploy nuclear weapons. Of course, Indonesia is worried about this development. Moreover, this patch was formed by three major countries. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said that AUKUS could trigger tensions between major countries. Indonesia does not want the possibility of an increased arms race that could threaten regional security stability. Meanwhile, there will soon be a change in the TNI commander. Chief of TNI Marshal Hadi Cahyanto will soon get retired. The issue of possible tensions in the region is expected to be the attention of the new TNI chief. The attitude of the TNI chief towards the development of regional security is quite essential to maintain the integrity and sovereignty of the Republic of Indonesia. Happy 76th anniversary of TNI. Hopefully, the TNI will remain victorious and be able to maintain security both at home and in the region. I'll begin today in history on October 5, 1945, when the Indonesian National Military is established. After Indonesia's independence in 1945, the People's Security Agency, BKR, was formed as the country's armed forces. Members of the BKR at that time were Indonesian youth who had previously received military education as Heiho soldiers or defenders of the homeland PETA during the Japanese occupation and NIL in the Dutch colonial time. Through a presidential decree on October 5, 1945, BKR was changed to the People's Security Army, TKR. In its development, the name of the Indonesian Armed Forces underwent several name changes until it finally became the Indonesian National Military, TNI. October 5 is commemorated as the Day of the Indonesian National Military. Moving on to October 5, 1994, when the first World Teachers' Day occurred. October 5 was declared World Teachers' Day in 1994 to commemorate the signing of the 1966 UNESCO ILO recommendation on the status of teachers. This recommendation outlines standards relating to education personnel policy, recruitment and initial training and continuing education of teachers, their employment and working conditions. According to UNESCO, World Teachers' Day is a concern, understanding, and appreciation shown for the vital role of teachers, namely teaching science and building generations. I'll end today in history with October 5, 2004, West Sulawesi officially became a province in the Republic of Indonesia. West Sulawesi is a province resulting from the division of the province of South Sulawesi. It was formed on October 5, 2004, based on Law No. 26-2004. The capital city is Mamuju. West Sulawesi has many tourist sites. Besides cocoa, this area is also a producer of Robusta and Arabica coffee, coconut, and cloves. In the mining sector, there are gold, coal, and oil deposits.
Kami, putra dan putri Indonesia, mengaku berbangsa satu, bangsa Indonesia. Kami, putra dan putri Indonesia, mengaku bertanah air satu, tanah air Indonesia. Kami, putra dan putri Indonesia, junjung tinggi bahasa persatuan, bahasa Indonesia.
Sing-singkan untuk negara, masa yang
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Minister of Trade Muhammad Lutfi inaugurated the new office of the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center ITPC Dubai in Dubai, United Arab Emirates on Saturday. This step is to optimize the function of the Indonesian Trade Representative Office and increase the promotion and export of Indonesian products to the United Arab Emirates and the Middle East. As quoted by the ministry.go.id page, in the inauguration of the new ITPC office, the Ministry of Trade was accompanied by Ambassador of the Republic of Indonesia to the United Arab Emirates, Husin Bagis, Secretary General of the Ministry of Trade, Suhanto, and Director General of National Export Development, Didi Sumedi. The event was also attended directly by Consul General of the Republic of Indonesia in Dubai, Chandra Negara, and Head of the ITPC Dubai, Muhammad Komaini. According to Minister Muhammad Lutfi, moving the ITPC Dubai office to a more strategic location is one of the Ministry of Trade strategies to optimize the promotion of Indonesian products to the United Arab Emirates and the Middle East region. In addition, this also aims to increase Indonesia's export to the United Arab Emirates and the Middle East, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. Minister Muhammad Lutfi also remarked the ITPC plays a major role in advancing Indonesia's business sectors, especially micro, small, medium enterprises, MSMEs. Minister Muhammad Lutfi added that the ITPC office in Dubai is excellent, but the most important thing is how the promotion of Indonesian products can be increased and result in increased exports. At the new ITPC Dubai office, there is a special area or showroom that displays various superior Indonesian products, especially MSMEs products that have the potential to be of interest to United Arab Emirates buyers. For aesthetic, efficiencies, and image purposes, the showroom is devoted to superior and qualified products of Indonesia, and the products have been selected by ITPC Dubai. In addition, the ITPC office also uses various selected superior furniture from Indonesia in the living room and meeting room. Currently, various household products, handicrafts, and accessories from 30 Indonesian MSMEs have been exhibited. ITPC Dubai's new location is the Port Said area, which is one of the business areas in Dubai. The ITPC Dubai office is also very close to the office of government agencies that are ITPC partners, such as Dubai Economic Development DED and the Emirates Authority for Standardization and Methodology ESMA.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashō. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai hou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
kemenangan.
You still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Welcome back, listeners. When the pandemic is over, please come on a trip to Indonesia. For those of you who love beach, visit West Lombok Regency, West Nusa Tenggara. There are many beautiful beaches. One of them is Elak Elak Beach. Elak Elak Beach is located in Sekotong area, West Lombok, precisely in Batu Putih Village. If you depart from Mataram City, the capital of West Nusa Tenggara Province, it takes an hour and a half by driving to arrive at this place. If you are from Lombok International Airport, it takes about 3 hours by motorbike or private car. Access to the location is quite easy and convenient because the condition of the main road to the location has been paved. According to the Sasak language, one of the traditional tribes that inhabit the island of Lombok, Elak Elak means tongue. According to the story, this beach is called Elak Elak because it is a cape jutting into the sea, which at first glance has a shape similar to a human tongue. This beach is classified as a beach that has not been visited by many tourists, so the atmosphere is calmer and quieter, suitable for those of you who are looking for solitude. To enter this attraction, you are charged an entrance fee of 5,000 rupiah per person. If you bring a motorized vehicle, there will be an additional parking fee of 2,000 rupiah for motorbikes or 5,000 rupiah for cars. Beach has a very beautiful natural charm, the character of clean white sand combined with the clear blue sea water. Along the shoreline, there are rows of trees that add to the shady atmosphere, making it very suitable as a place to relax and unwind or have a picnic with your beloved family. Elak Elak Beach does not have high waves, therefore you can swim at this beach safely. In addition, Elak Elak Beach also has an amazing underwater natural beauty, where you can snorkel and dive to enjoy the beautiful underwater scenery. This beach also has another uniqueness, namely there is a coral island which is quite close to the beach. The island is actually a rock sticking out of the sea, forming a hill. At the top of the reef is overgrown with several trees. Coral Island can be visited. You don't need to rent a canoe, just walk, especially at low tide. You can take pictures or surround the coral island. You should still be careful not to slip and fall. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
voorkomt de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a special segment in Voice of Indonesia's program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesia or Bahasa Indonesia. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Guidance and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is still about layanan pesan antar, which means delivery service. Next, I will give an example of a conversation entitled Sudah Sampai, or It Has Arrived. This conversation takes place between Kevin and Mela at Kevin's house. Mela received Kevin's order and gave it to Kevin.
Kevin, makananmu sudah sampai.
Terima kasih, Mela.
Listening to the conversation, I will give the expressions and vocabulary related to today's theme, which is sudah sampai, or it has arrived. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Makananmu, makananmu, which means your food. Sudah, sudah, which means already. Sampai, sampai, which means arrived. Terima kasih. Terima kasih, which means thank you. Makananmu sudah sampai. Makananmu sudah sampai, which means your food has arrived. Paketmu sudah sampai. Paketmu sudah sampai, which means your package has arrived. Baru saja sampai. Baru saja sampai, which means has just arrived. In the conversation, you heard the expression sudah sampai, which means has arrived. The word sudah, sudah in English means has done or has been done in present perfect. In an expression, it is placed before the verb. In the conversation earlier, sudah sampai, which means has arrived, has the meaning that Kevin's order has arrived. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of expressions with sudah sampai. Wah, paketmu sudah sampai ya. Wah, paketmu sudah sampai ya. Which means, wow, your package has arrived, huh? Iya, baru saja sampai. Iya, baru saja sampai, which means yes, has just arrived. Apakah Ibu Ayu sudah sampai? Apakah Ibu Ayu sudah sampai, which means has Ibu Ayu arrived yet? Iya, baru saja sampai. Iya, baru saja sampai, which means yes, has just arrived. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesians today, for more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation one more time.
Kevin, makananmu sudah sampai.
Terima kasih, Mela.
Listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic about layanan pesan antar, which means delivery service. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language. Thank you for listening. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We'll meet again. Sampai jumpa.
Andaikan dulu aku bicara, mungkin kau masih di sini. Memang salahku yang tak peduli akan isyarat darimu. Kau coba raih simpati, tapi ku menutup diri. Dan kau pun pergi jauh membawa luka kecil yang masih tersimpan dalam hatimu. Kau pun pergi jauh tinggalkan luka baru untukku. Ku tanya ampun pagi, ku tanya matahari, ku tanya bertamu. Lepaskan semua rinduku. Di saat rinduku kau selalu hadir, selalu hadir. Di dalam tidur kau tersenyum manis hingga pagi tiba. Dan aku pastikan kecewa karena kau datang hanya dalam mimpi, hanya di dalam mimpi. Andaikan dulu aku bicara, mungkin kau masih di sini. Tak ada rasa bersalah, tak ada rasa gelisah. Tapi kau pergi jauh membawa luka kecil yang masih tersimpan dalam hatimu. Kau pun pergi jauh tinggalkan luka baru untukku. Aku bicara, mungkin
mungkin kau masih di sini.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Cinta Terbatas by Harry Yusuf Simbolon. The song Cinta Terbatas tells about human love that is limited, while God's love is immeasurable. The lyrics of this song also remind us that nature is created only as a shelter and to relieve thirst, because there is an eternal life after death. Well, listeners, here is the Malay song entitled Cinta Terbatas by Harry Yusuf Simbolon, accompanied by Ashabab Malay Orchestra.
Tempat berteduh pelepas dahaga.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter @VOIIndonesia, And also send your email to voi@voinews.id.